gonna serve him. Serve him. Serve him in the morning. Serve him in the noontime. Just serve him. Serve him. Serve him when the sun goes down.
Thank God real quick for the opportunity to have my nephew last weekend.
Yes.
It was such a blessing to hang out with him, you know, and sometimes I'm drawn back because I remember when he was born, he was not supposed to make it. He was born in the NICU, addicted to opiates, having withdrawals. The dentist told his mom she could take Vicodin while she was pregnant. So he was born addicted to painkillers. But I look at him now, he's smart. He's enthused.
Amen.
He's got a sense of humor.
Amen.
You know, he's got this little personality, and he's 11 years old now. He's grown up, and I'm just like, look at God. He's been so good. He took care of him, so.
Amen.
I'm just thankful for that. Go ahead.
I just want to get up and say I'm grateful to be here. Amen. He is an on-time God.
Yes.
I mean, I could never measure up to all he has done for me and all that he has brought me and my family through. And I'm grateful for the husband that can be strong when I'm weak, that can help push me when I need that push towards the right direction. And, you know, it's great, you know, when you're on a ship. You know, you trust that somebody's steering the ship, that you're going to get to where you're going. And God gave him an office to help me through. You know, I might think I know where I'm going. But, you know, God put somebody in the ship to steer me. And when I go off course, and it is the most amazing thing. And you know, I still have a problem with my mouth. You know, sometimes I talk back. And you know, the thing is, if I already know that I'm going to accept what he says, why don't I just shut up? Just shut up and let him have it, because it's already going to go that way anyways. And you know, I tell him, and it doesn't matter, because, you know, I tell him, I'm like, I'm already going to do it anyways, but it's just easier just to let it go, just to die myself. And I'm so grateful that all the things that he's brought me through to come here tonight, you know, and he's been so on time with the messages. You know, speaking to me, to what I need. You know, when I couldn't get to the house, you know, when we were in the emergency room, when all the things happened, the messages that came through from every part of God that touched me and that said, you know, keep going. I'm like, okay, here I am.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful to be here.
Yes.
Amen.
I too am grateful to be here. In this hour, God has given me everything. Let me say that I'm an overcomer. I'm a believer. I'm healed. I'm everything that he says I am. So, amen. We're going to play a song. Be it for Warren, you know, you are lucky that I didn't call you. But he has a mask on, so he must be sick. We're going to play something. This is a wonderful hour. This is the finest hour that we could be in.
Amen.
It's the hour just before the going home.
Amen.
So it's so good to see everybody. I'm surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
I feel the presence of God.
Yes.
I brought the presence of God with me. And then I get with you believers, and it just goes from heart to heart and breast to breast. Let me, as I look at my husband, let me praise him. He's perfect in every way. He has led me and guided me this way, all this way. Sandra, I'm just like you. I mean, I make mistakes and stuff, but he's been so patient. He put up with me. We've been married like 38 years. And I said, Lord, help me to do a better job. You know, I told Michelle the other day, and I'll go ahead and play instead up. I told her, you know, Michelle, we sitting back in the bathroom. I said, now, when I early part of my marriage, I did what I was supposed to do. I cooked, I cleaned, but it was without revelation. You know, you do stuff, and it's the right thing to do, but yet there's Paul said, I show you a more excellent way. I'm looking, I constantly seek to go in that excellent way, because like I said Sunday, my brother John, you can speak in tongues, you can give your body to be burned, you can give away all your stuff, and it don't amount to a hill of beans unless you have that more excellent way. Okay, I'm going to shut up and do my thing and shut up. So somebody. We're going to play a song like this.
All right.
I wanted to have this one. I'm not going to sit on him. Not after all he's done. Not in this hour. Oh, my God, no. We just going to play a song. Because bring whatever you have to do. Bring your gifts before the Lord. Offer it for him. If you can wave your hand, wave your hand.
Do whatever.
Whatever it takes in this hour. Amen. I'm pulling this back like this because I need a little space. I get to flail my arm. Okay.
I just want to thank God before we play for just his blessings.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I put you know, you just overlook the simple things in life that if you didn't have them, you think, oh, gosh, where are they? But you know, I just thank him for waking up to having a roof over my head.
Running water.
Some people don't have that. I thank the Lord for that. And I thank him that, you know, he's teaching me, you know, because I'm one who picks on myself. And I looked at all the little negative things. So I'm learning to look at the, because there's so many positives. Even in the negative, there's so many positives. So I just thank the Lord for that. So.
God bless you, buddy. You know, there's a saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Yeah, you can just kick that out the window. I'm still learning, Brother Moore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Brother Moore said something Sunday, and I don't know, I must have heard him sideways or something, but it just bothered me and bothered me. And young people... And old stubborn people like me, hear me. You don't have to wrestle with your thoughts. There's somebody you can go to and get an answer.
Amen.
I struggled Sunday after morning service. Monday. And then part of Tuesday. And I said, I got to talk to Brother Moore. So I called him up. And I just dumped my load on him, and turned out it was nothing. It wasn't even what I was thinking. So it just goes to show you, you know, we're not an island. No. Yeah, Brother Moore said that right. No, he hit me squarely in the head with that one. But we're not an island. I could have gone to him a lot quicker than I want to, but the stubbornness in me, you know, I'm learning to die to that. But, you know, but once you talk to the pastor and you get it all sorted out, man, it's just like taking a bath. It's all, it just makes you feel so much better, and you wonder, why didn't you just die quicker, you know? So I'm learning, Brother Moore. I'm learning. God, and I just thank God that we have somebody where we can get our answers from. You know, we don't have to struggle like out in the church world. They got to pray in their prayer closet and maybe, you know, hope that they get, you know, maybe a feeling or something. But they don't know that there's somebody with skin on that you can talk to and you can get answers, you know. And we have that here. We ought to take advantage of that. But, you know, even when I was young, you know, I was still stubborn. And, you know, I learned a lot of things the hard way. So, young people, if I can say anything to you, you know, just listen to your parents. And if you have any questions, go to them. But when you become of age, you know, and it's time to go to the pasture, don't hesitate.
Amen.
You know, amen. Don't let the devil play with you that way. Because it's just a much easier road to just, you know, just surrender. And just, you know, if you have to swallow a little bit of pride, that's fine. We all do.
Amen.
So that's what I learned, you know. You would think I would have learned that lesson a long time ago. But, oh, well, everything's good in its time.
Amen.
So as long as I'm learning, you know, that's it. Amen.
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 I'm thankful to be here again. I know I say that every time, but I'm so thankful to be here again. You know, I was sitting there thinking, I wasn't going to testify. I was going to not do that. But then God, you know, Sister Moore, you know, she doesn't just come to service and have a song. She studies those songs. She practices them. She gets people together. You know, she pulls people in for music. And I was like, bring it. You know, I said that one time. Bring it. You know, this is too beautiful of a message not to give it my absolute all. You know, I think about everything I do in life. I try to do my best. I've said that before. And, like, I work out. I love working out. And I make sure that I get my workouts in. You know, if I have to work out at midnight, I'll get my workouts in. And this is so much more than that, you know. And I was like, I need to just be more and more and more. And, you know, I was thinking about opening your hand. God never, when you open your hand, he doesn't take stuff out of it. He gives you stuff, you know.
Right.
I was thinking about, fill my cup. You know, you can come to this word and you can get as much or as little as you want,
that's
you know.
Right.
And I don't want to come to the buffet and get just a salad.
That's
you know,
right.
I'm coming for the steak and the potatoes. And, you know, I'm going to get a little dessert and maybe double dip
it's
in there, you know. I'm going to get my money's worth, you know what
Amen.
I'm saying? This is my buffet, and I'm going to get my absolute benefits,
Amen.
You know. All these benefits you have,
yes.
You talk about, you know, the waking up and stuff. And it's more than that. You have a peace, a rest, no matter what happens, you know. And it's just the whole ego thing. It really touched me. It just hit me with such a revelation that no matter what, I'm still an eagle. Like Jeremiah, I'm a conqueror.
Amen.
When I'm falling down, I'm a conqueror. When I'm up,
this.
I'm a conqueror.
Yes.
No matter what I do, I'm a conqueror.
That's right.
So, you know,
yes.
What can come to my across me that would make me in any way fall down or be, you know, disturbed? It's just
nothing.
Like this. Smooth
right.
Sailing. Amen. You know, you hit these things that most people would be, you know, tore up about, and it's like, oh, okay. So God's got a purpose for this. Everything he does, he's got a purpose.
Amen.
You know, you can look at a glass half full or half empty. If it happens, okay, God, what do you want from me? You're like, my hand's open.
Okay.
You gave it to me, so
Amen.
What am I going to do with it?
That's right.
You know, and I sit here and I think, what can I do? What, you know, what can I do to help this message?
Amen.
I want to do it all, you know, no matter what it is. And I thank God so much, too, for my husband, because he has the answers. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
He's such a blessing to have in my home. You know, and he's blessed my children.
Yeah.
It's just, I was just sitting there and I was thinking, go give God some praise, you know?
Amen.
Thank him. He does these things, but you thank him.
Thank
so
him.
All I wanted to do was come
Amen.
Up here and say, thank you.
Amen. Amen.
I want to thank God for being here as well. You know, I was just sitting there thinking about what Sister Moore said, and she said, you know, if all you can do is raise your hands, just raise your
praise
hands.
God.
And I'm like, you know what? Thank you, Lord. I can't play an instrument. You know, I wasn't given the gift of voice. You know, like I don't like do poems or anything like that. I was like, but I can raise my hand. You know, and I was like, that's something that I can do. You know, and I was thinking also about, I was because the sun was out today, and I was, you know, I thank God for that. But, you know, like when in the wintertime comes, like, I don't know why, but I struggle. You know, like a lot of people, I struggle. You know, like, and it's dark and it's cold, and, you know, I'm happy in my bed. I'm like, you don't have to call me. I'm antisocial in the wintertime, and I apologize if I don't return your calls, but that's me. But when the sun comes out, you know, like, and I'm like, that's how I feel about this place. This place is like my sun. Yes. You know, it's my light. When I'm out there in the world, you know, it's dark out there. You know, it's cold out there. You know, but when I get underneath the light, I wake up, Lord. You know, and I'm just so thankful, you know, and I appreciate everybody here, and I appreciate the testimony.
God is good to us. Amen.
Let's sing Majesty, page 189. Key of D.
I just wanted to share something interesting that happened to me at work today. I was in a patient's room, and I was actually very, very busy today. Had a full ICU, and we were about to do a procedure in another room, so I was rushing through one of my vent checks, and a family member was in the room with this man. I had been taking care of him for 2 weeks. He'd been on the ventilator for 12 days, failing all of his spontaneous breathing trials, not able to come off. And I'm in there, and a lab lady's in there, and the visitor just out of the blue says, "Are either of you prayers?" And the lab lady scurried out of the room before I knew what I was doing. I turned around. I was like, "I'll pray with you." And I walked over there, and we held hands with the patient, and we prayed. And we prayed the promises of God, he and I both. Amen. And 40 minutes later, I was able to extubate that patient. Amen. So God works quick. God works quick when you trust him.
Yeah.
He works quick.
He's a healer.
Well, God is real.
Amen.
He is so real. More real than what we can even believe him, really. You know, but he wants you just to step out on his word. He'll prove how real he is.
He will.
You know, but it takes faith. You know, think about Job, how that, you know, the devil had to get permission to even touch Job. You know, Job was looking there. The devil was looking at him, you know, well, yeah, he's doing good. You got a hedge around him, you know. You got full light. I can't get anywhere close to him, you know. Pull that light back, and I'll get him to curse you. But, you know, God had a purpose. He always has a purpose, and all things work for the good of those that are called. That's just us. It's just us. He's got a purpose for the rest of them too, but you know that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the purpose for our good, and you know, I was thinking about what Job to get out of it. You know, he went through it all, loved God, and God knew he would, and cursed the devil the whole time, and what he got out of it was a revelation. You know, he started looking at the flowers, how they die in the fall, come back in the springtime. He got a revelation of of the rapture, of life after death. He said, and it wound up, you know, though the skin worms eat my flesh, yet I'll see him in my flesh. You know, and we're the same way.
That's right.
He's got to build character. You know, if you just give a child everything at once, you just got a spoiled child. You got nothing. But there's times when you got to say, okay, give it a try. You know, watch them fall a little bit and then pick them back up. And, you know, that way they learn to stand on their own. And that's what he does with us. Every time Satan comes at us, it's because God allowed it. He had to get permission to do it, and it's going to work for our good.
Amen.
You know, I mean, that takes the fear, the anxiety out of every bit of it. You know, sure, it's hard to go through and hard on the flesh maybe, but, you know, when you believe that word, God will always be right there. He always rides in on his word. He always honors your faith in his word. And that's the only thing he honors, is faith in his word.
That's what he's looking
all
for.
All your emotion, all your whining, crying, carrying on, I've tried it. It doesn't work. You come back to the word, he's right there. Right there waiting for you. So I'm thankful for a revelation for, you know, the full light that this bride is dwelling in today. You know, Satan, he's still there. But like I said the other day, you know, he's just the darks in the picture. You know, you got to have the darks to bring out the highlights. You know, he just uses Satan as just a tool to express his painting that he's been working on since the beginning of time. And we're shining bright today. You know, and we got some depth to us. You know, and I'm thankful that he's done it that way, and thankful he's revealed it. No other time would I want to live in. I'm enjoying myself here, just a full rest, not worried about a thing. I was going up the barn the other day, you know, all past that rooster. Jen says, look out. He come running up behind me. I said, you sneaky little devil. Didn't change a thing. I just laughed at him. I said, you're still a chicken. I'm still a son of God. And the devil's the same way. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to be an overcomer, more than an overcomer. Amen.
Amen. Majesty.
Was you wanting to get out? You. I thought she was coming over wanting to get out and seeing you starting that song. Okay. Never mind. Just want to make sure.
That's all right.
Amen.
Amen. That's Sister Jennifer, though. Amen, Lord Jesus.
Majesty. Worship His Majesty.
Smiled on me. Appreciate the testimonies. And we'll get right to a key of G, I think.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
smiled on me. He's been good to me. He is the source. He is the source of all my joy. He fills me with his love. Everything that I should need, he sends it down from above. Yes. Set me free. I know my God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. A light unto, a light unto my path is he. Without him, I would fall. I don't know what he is to you, but to me, he's my all in all. Yes. Set me free. I know my God. Oh, he's smiled on me. He's been good to me. Let's sing it one more time. Hallelujah. Yes. I know my God has, he smiled on me. He's been good, so he's been good, so good. He's been good to me. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to get together. We come amongst you, Lord, just to worship and praise you for a few moments tonight. Let's move the hearing and the speaker out of the way that we can receive your word and just be edified, Lord. And I said it come a time where you rejoice when you see your brothers and sisters. It's been so long since we've seen them. And Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Bless the hearer and the speaker to get out of the way, Lord, and bless those that are here tonight, and bless those that are listening in, Lord. We know we got sickness and things, those things that we want to pray for. We got spoken requests and unspoken requests, and bless those that are traveling, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Good to be here tonight. No other place I'd rather be. You know, it's funny about that statement. When you make it, you prove it. There's no other place I'd rather be, and I'm here to prove that. You know, sometimes you got to remind the devil. You'll get up in your head and go, well, I didn't do this. I didn't do this. No, there's no other place I'd rather be. And I'm proving it. I'm here. That's the proof that there's no other place I'd rather be. I'm here at the place that I want to be at. You know, I serve God not because of rituals. I don't have chains on me dragging me in here. Nobody forces me to come here. I come here because I love God. I worship God because I appreciate God. He's been so good to me that if I get a couple minutes just to praise him, that's what I want to do. So we're here tonight to do that. I got a couple announcements. Make sure we remember these tomorrow. We're going to be practicing with a couple of the young people. We're going to have Daisy, Riley, and Adeline. We'll be practicing with them tomorrow. So I need the musicians, and I need those three. So we'll be getting that together. Got some songs to get ready for Easter. Remember next week, Pastor Moore is going to be heading out of town. He actually leaves Friday. Yeah, Friday. Not next week. He leaves Friday. And then he'll be in Atlanta and South Carolina. So pray for him as he goes and ministers there.
We got Brother Jeremiah traveling. He'll be back tomorrow, right? At least tomorrow. He'll be back tomorrow. Then also we got the brothers and sisters fellowships that's coming up. So remember that. And then Easter. So if anybody didn't hear that announcement, they're going to be doing two buses. So it's going to be two buses and a car going down there. Two vans. Sorry. Not buses. Let's get the word right. It's two vans. So they got two vans, and then the luggage will go in my van. So we'll be able to go do that, and we'll have that together. So looking forward to that. God took that burden off of you. So if you were worried about gas and traveling and all that stuff, now you get to kick back, relax, and have a good time and fellowship all the way down there. Get out and fellowship when you get there. So that's going to be a fun trip. It always is when you fellowship with one another. So I had the opportunity to fellowship with some of the young people the other day, and we had a good time too. So we're always having a good time. So I appreciate that. But I'm looking forward to what God's got for us tonight. You know, we've had a lot of great preaching, a lot of good preaching. And you know, Pastor Moore was hitting on some points there that got me remembering my Army days. He's talking about that, you know. And it just got me thinking. I mean, obviously, we're very learned in here. And so it's easy to get spiritual about different things. You know, look back on your life and get spiritual about it. But I just started thinking about everything that the military gives you. And, you know, Pastor Moore talked about, like, clothes. I know they gave you clothes. I know you gave you this. And so there's another name that they call it. They just call it standard issue. So that everybody gets this. Everybody gets the same exact thing. Like, your dress uniform looks exactly like my dress uniform. Your socks look like my socks. They teach you how to fold them the same way. Your locker should look like my locker. Your shoes should look like my shoes. And everything has a purpose. And I thought about that. I thought, and here, there's some things that are just standard issue. You know, you talked about putting on that whole armor of God and those kind of things. But, you know, even Sister Elise touched on it. And even I was nervous over there until she said it. And I was like, there we go. Okay, there's vindication. But, you know, peace and prosperity is standard issue. Grace and truth is standard issue. Those are things that we get that's expected. Amen. That when I see you as a believer, I expect that to be something that you have. If you don't, then you're not using all the tools, so to speak, in your bag. If your life is a wreck, peace and prosperity was standard issue. I don't know how you don't have it. If you're up and down, I don't know why that's the case. If you don't have good common sense, I don't know why that's the case. That's standard issue in here. You get good teaching. You get good learning. We teach you how to budget your money. We teach you how to handle your kids. We teach you how to handle your job. We teach you how to respect your elders. So if you're having a problem in any of those areas, I don't know how that's the case, because it's standard issue. Amen. I mean, you get teaching after teaching on every single service. Amen. It's just standard. That's what comes with the package. You know, and I just thought about that, and I thought, my goodness, you know. So we're a very blessed group. And I thought about that, you know, because we're just different all the way around, you know. And I'm going to get into a story here, but I thought about a lot of different stories in the Bible. You know, we mentioned, you know, the children of Israel when they were in Goshen. You know, the plagues didn't affect them. When darkness hit the land, it didn't affect the children of Israel because they were in Goshen. They were surrounded by light, full light. There was a little bit of a difference. They had God with them. You know, it was something to hear about God, but they had God with them. So they didn't walk in darkness. They have full light. You know, you think about even, you know, Abraham. When you talk about the story of Abraham, you know, these are just little points and tidbits that we know. And this is what I'm just going to get me to my story. But the points that we know. So we understand that in the story of Abraham, that Abraham was up on the mount talking to God. Fellowshipping with God. He was standing as a meteor almost for some people that wouldn't have had a way. Abraham in the story, he says, God, if it be this many, would you save the whole city? He had that ability to ask it. Abraham had a little bit of a different situation. Now, in Sodom and Gomorrah, there was difference there. They didn't have a chance to ask, could God save it? No. Matter of fact, when the angels came down there, they said, get out. It's time to go. And when you go, don't even look back. Amen. That was that group. Amen. But up where Abraham was, he knew past, present, future. Abraham wasn't told don't look back because he could handle it. Abraham wasn't told to do anything. He just was told all the secrets. Matter of fact, God said, can I hide anything? This is a little different. He had all the answers, and there were some people in darkness. Right. What I'm getting at is, you know, so even thinking about, you know, and I'm going to get to the story here, but I love how these Old Testament saint stories tie into us, because even thinking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these are just differences. I'm telling you about differences when you got full light. Right. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they went before the king Nebuchadnezzar, he said to them, I am going to burn you. They didn't say, I hope our God gets us out of this. And if he does, then, you know, we'll bow down to you. They said to him,
even if we perish. Meaning, it doesn't matter what you say or do. It's not changing my faith. Unwavering faith is standard issue. That should be something that just comes with the package. That you just believe God. That you've seen so much that it would be a sin to doubt him. That's where we're at now. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were standing there and they got the flames, they said they got it 7 times hotter, and they went to throw them in there. The people that threw them in there died. So automatically, the fact that they were standing up already caused the commotion. The fact that they were still alive in the flames caused the commotion, because the people that even threw them in passed away and died. So the fact that they were even moving caused the commotion. In that commotion, King Nebuchadnezzar looks over there and says, there's another person in there. There's a fourth. I thought we only threw in 3. They had the face of the Son of Man. That's what's going on. Do you think they doubted God when they got out of that fire? They believed God more when they got out. Nebuchadnezzar only fueled the flames of their belief.
That's how it works.
That's how it's supposed to work. When you go through a trial, you should come out of it even stronger than when you went in it. You think Satan had a hold on me before I got to the hospital? You think if there was ever a time that he was going to get me to doubt, it would be before I got to the hospital. But when I got to see God move in action, my prayers actually work. Oh, you think AJ's going to have a problem praying for the next patient? No, he's going to be looking for somebody to pray. Now AJ's going to say, is there any prayers in the house? He's going to look around and say, you know what? What happened to me the last time I was here? You know what I did for the last person that was in this situation? It makes me that much stronger. Oh, my. So, title my message tonight. Now that we built a couple of these stories, I got another story for you. Solomon. And I'll tell you how I got to this. The other night I was fellowshipping, and we were looking at Revelation 12, because we talked about that on Sunday night, how we're going to go through there and make sure my mic is on. Yep, we're good. And we went to Revelation 12, and we talked about how we're going to look at that. And I had the chance to get with Pastor Moore, and I know Brother Jeremiah was out of town, and he was looking at it as well. And we were just looking at it, and I was, you know, I came over with my Bible and a blank set of notes, thinking we're going to dig into this thing. Pastor Moore already had about 10, 11 pages of notes. Had it already lined up. Went through the whole Revelations 12. Tied it into Revelations 14, 13. Looked at Brother Branham in 56, 57, 63. He had it all together. And I was just sitting there and I thought, a greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here. And that's all that just kept resonated in my mind, because, you know, we talk about Victory Day. We talk about those people. So let's dig into that story a little bit, and I'll share with you why I got to that point. Because when I was looking at this, I thought, man, we really are blessed. And I want to say it like this. The Bride of Jesus Christ is blessed.
Amen.
The Bride of Jesus Christ knows what it is.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we say Fairborn knows what it is. Fairborn does know what it is. But we're tied into a body.
Oh, yes.
It's a many-member body of believers. We all know what it is now.
Yes.
None of us are hidden here. What am I got wrong?
We're gonna tell me. Fix it. We got people listening in. It's important.
If I got to grab one, I'll grab one. What do we do?
I think we're good. Okay. No worries. We're good?
Okay. I just want to make sure. That's a serious hour. I mean, we got people that depend on this. You know, the brother from Africa emailed and said, hey, get this fixed. And we start scrambling, getting things fixed. And even when we said, you know, even looking at the battery situation, we told Elise, and we said, well, let's have charged batteries and uncharged batteries. That way, if we run into a problem, we can just fix it right now. You know, that's how we want to be. So this is important to get this message out. But anyway, so I was sitting there with Pastor Moore, and I just saw him and saw the way Jeremiah was texting back, and I thought, man, we've been right for a long time. We just have been right for a long time. And this body's been right for a long time. I like to put it to us, but what we have, we share. So it's not like we're holding this and hoarding it in. We don't put a fence around our revelation. We share this thing. We have brothers coming in that share with us, that add to ours. We have stuff going out that adds to theirs. So this is a many-member body. You know, I've been blessed by some of the messages from Brother Alec. God bless you, Brother Eric. Good to see you. But we've been blessed, you know, by having that water coming in and out, even being receptive to it. You know, there's churches that people can't even get up and preach. There's churches that the congregation is so fragile. See, that, let me tell you the whole story. The congregation is so fragile that the preacher doesn't think they could handle doesn't think they can handle, it'll hurt them. But in here, bring your best shot. Bring whatever you got. You don't even have to prepare me. I'm ready. I stay ready. You can come up here and come and say, oh, I'm surprised you on Sunday. You can't surprise me. I've been ready. I came to service ready. I brought God with me. I knew he was going to speak because I showed up. I'm like, Brother Seth, it ain't even a service without me. You need my amen to validate what you're preaching. I got God. I know I have it. You better be resonating with the deep on the inside of me because I know my revelation is right. So we come with a whole different set of circumstances. I'm not coming here weak and fragile and hoping it happens. I'm not a hothouse plant. I come in here, I've been taught right for a long time. I know what it is. And if it doesn't agree, it don't shake me one bit. I pray for them. I say, Lord, keep helping them. It ain't hurting me. Help them. I know what I got. So anyway, so let's go over here. We're going to tell a little bit about the story. So if you don't know the story of Solomon, Solomon was birthed from David and Bathsheba. So David and Bathsheba had a baby. And this was after David had lost his one baby. He got punished by God for doing what he shouldn't do. Even the situation with Bathsheba was a bad situation. David was being coveting his neighbor's wife. Literally. He went out to take a shower and saw her and was like, yep. Then he got her husband killed, trying to hide it. So we fast forward through that part of the story. We get over here to Solomon. Solomon being born. Now, Solomon being born is basically over in Kings 1, 2, 2, and 3. It says David's blessing. And that's where Solomon is conceived. And then you got over 2 Samuel 12 and 24 shows that Solomon is conceived. But that's where that's at. But I want to get to a scripture reading here. So this is, we're going through Solomon's life. Solomon's born. He's about 12 to 13 years old, and David's on his way out. He's about to die. And he's going to turn over the kingdom to Solomon. And so when this is going on, he turns over the kingdom, and Solomon, being a young man, is nervous. He's about to take over a lot of stuff. David was one of the most prosperous kings during that time period, and everybody loved him. He had a lot of things going for him, but at the end, things started falling away, so Solomon was going to have a big job to do. And he was a young man. And so it goes here. We're going to go to the reading here. 1 Kings chapter 3, and we're going to read a little bit just to add some context here. It's chapter 3, 5 through 13. So we'll read this. In Gilboa, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee. Solomon has a chance to ask him for anything he wants. And Solomon said, thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him his great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. Solomon's being honest. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this job. I need help. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen. So he's taking his job seriously. A great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? See, Solomon is acknowledging that he's dealing with God's people. And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asking this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked for riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment, behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise like unto thee. Amen, amen. Let me little add blessing to the reading of his word. So you see there, God blessed Solomon with an understanding. And it goes down in the Bible to talk about how Solomon was the wisest man to ever live. And it talks about all the accomplishments Solomon did. He built a temple. He did things. That was like the most prosperous the people of Jerusalem ever, the Jews were. I mean, he did a lot of things there in that time period. But I thought, you know, what Solomon had was just great common sense. He just had great common sense. Now, one of the stories of Solomon, and we'll start getting in here in a little bit, but just for context, one of the stories of Solomon, and we know this story, but think about it. It's the story of the babies that got split. So two women came to Solomon, and a baby had died, and it was two babies. One baby had died, and the other baby was living. And the women were both trying to claim that the alive baby was theirs, and the dead baby was the other one's. And they came to Solomon, and he said, okay, here's what I'll do. Give me a sword, the sharpest one you got. I'll give you each a half of the baby. We'll split this thing up. You guys can't live together, because they were living together. And he was like, you're going to keep arguing? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to chop this baby in half. One baby's already dead. I'll chop this baby in half. You'll have one half, and you have the other. The real mother said, no, no, no. Don't cut the baby in half. Just give it to her. The bad mother said, yeah, give me my half. Solomon was like, "Bup, found out who you are. I know exactly who the real mother is. I know who the fake one is. Here's your baby, and let's get her out of here." But that was just great common sense, right? But that's just the wisdom that just astounded the people. So much so that the people that were under Solomon's rule were just so happy. They were just the happiest group of people, so much so that people from all over other cities would come and say, why are they so happy? And they said, we got a man that can tell us everything. We've got some understanding that answers every question. That I don't have to struggle with this for this many days or that many days. I don't have to sit on a question for 4 days or 5 days. I can get the answer right now.
Amen.
I've got a man that God has sent that will give me the answer to any question. Any doubt that I may have, anything that may not make sense, this guy can make it make sense.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Greater than Solomon is here tonight.
That's right.
There was a situation, and I'm going to read this quote. And it goes over, and Brother Branham was talking about how when one of the ladies had walked past and saw some of the people and all the things that Solomon was doing, she said, I've got to go see this man. I've got to go see what all the fuss is about. Queen of the South. That's right. She said, I got to go see what this is all about. Is this really as true as they say it is? Is it really as good as they say it is? Do you know what she came to find out? That it was better. It was more. And he was doing greater works than they were even saying. Now tonight, people, when I say it greater than Solomon is here, if somebody was to ask you how things go in here, and you tell them, oh, I had marital problems, and he fixed it. What? Yeah, he didn't tell us to get divorced, and it's better than I thought it would be.
Amen.
Oh, I had money problems, and he answered it, and I got more money than I ever thought I'd have.
Amen.
Oh, I had work problems, and he fixed it, and now I'm being promoted for the fourth time, and I don't know how it happened.
Amen.
Oh, I was infertile, and I didn't know how I could have kids, and he fixed it. Now I got more kids than I know what to do with.
Amen.
Oh, I didn't know how to love, and he gave me the answer of love.
Right.
Now I got more love than I know what to do with it.
Yes.
So why would you? Yeah, you would want to invite somebody to see that man.
Right.
That's even what the woman at the well said about Jesus. She said, come see a man that has told me all things.
Right.
Oh, my. Greater than Solomon is here tonight. We get answers to everything. You know what you get answers to? Full access. You get answers to every question you have. Nothing is off limits. If you have a race question, God gives you an answer. If you got a sexuality question, God gives you an answer. If you got problems with your kids, God gives you an answer. If you've got problems understanding the word, God gives you an answer.
Amen.
If you've got problems doubting yourself and where you're at in this body,
Amen.
God gives you an answer.
Amen.
Come see a man that has told me all things.
Amen.
Oh, that's why it makes sense why Brother Eric is saying let's invite people to church. He knows where he's going.
Right.
He's going to the guy that's got all the answers.
Amen.
He serves a real God. Oh, my. That's why it's not even bad to invite people to church. You should be excited about inviting somebody to church. Why? You've been blessed with this goodness? You've been blessed with all this? Why wouldn't you want to share it? It's been freely given to you.
Right.
You didn't have to sign up anything when you went out there.
That's right.
Did you have to pay something to get in here?
Yes,
this is the best concert you've ever been to.
Amen.
You get the best seats in the house. We let you sit anywhere you want to sit. You get to praise God any way you want to praise Him. You get to sing how you want to sing Him. You get to wave your hands when you want to wave them. Oh, my.
Amen.
You got to be ashamed of yourself if you're not excited about serving a God like this.
Amen.
A God that's real. You're not guessing where God is. You don't doubt where God is. You know exactly where God is. There's people that go to churches Sunday and Sunday and Wednesday and Wednesday and Bible study after Bible study that never can see God. And you come here every service expecting to see Him. You expect to see God. You expect to get your questions answered. You think Brother Warren thought he wasn't going to get an answer when he called the pastor? He expected an answer. He didn't call him and say, he'd sit there with Crystal and go, this is going to be too big for him. This is going to be too big for the pastor. It's going to be too much for him. He won't be able to figure it out. That ain't what he said. He said, you know what? I'm tired of dealing with you, Satan. It's time to send you on a flight.
Amen.
Let me go ahead and get the strong man.
Yeah.
Let me get somebody that's going to put you on a flight and remind me. See, not change who I am, but remind me. Remind me who I am, Pastor. Tell me that we can pray like believers when I stand against something. Let me know I got a solid foundation. Let me know that I'm standing on this rock of revelation, that this world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Ooh. Greater than Solomon is here tonight. That's why even Brother Branham said it. He said, you know, that lady that came that far distance to see Solomon, she traveled 3 months just to see him. She said, don't let that be a shame to you, Christians. Can't get here on a Wednesday night. When you know what it is, she didn't even know. She had heard about it. She had heard examples about it. But you've seen for yourself. You've partaken of the fruits yourself. Your life has been blessed and you know it. Oh, my. It's no secret that we're blessed in here. When the world is going in chaos, I just stay right in the middle of the road. I have peace and prosperity everywhere I go. Everything settles down. If a room is loud, I settle the silence down. If people are dysfunctional, I can settle it down. I can stand in a room of a family members that don't even like each other, and love will just step right on in there. That's what I have. Well, I got that from here. I didn't make that myself. I got that understanding from here. Oh, that was the most peaceful, prosperous time of rulership was when Solomon was here. Those people were so wise and so happy, they had nothing to complain about. Greater than a Solomon is here. And I can say greater because as you go through the story, you see Solomon started trying to convert a bunch of people. That was his problem. He got up to like 700 something wives. Mel said, wow. Yeah. He got about 700 something wives. And part of it, you know, not to get too much into the biblical history there, but part of it was political. Like you would marry somebody in a certain area, and then that would give you the ability to go back and forth freely and not have war. So you would marry somebody over there. So that's part of it. But in doing so, Solomon was trying to convert some unbelievers. That's really what happened. Solomon was trying to convert some unbelievers. He was out there trying to convert some unbelievers. And he got more unbelievers than believers. So what happened to him? I had to sugarcoat the story here. I'm going to walk you through it. Those people started worshiping idols, his wives. And he had so many of them that Solomon kind of lost his way a little bit. And was focusing on that more than what he needed to do. No problem. God so loved David. He so loved David that he didn't even put the punishment on Solomon. He said, I'll do this to your son because I love David that much. You turned away from me, but I love David so much that I'm not even going to impute this punishment on you. He did it to his son. That's just Solomon's story, though. Remember, this is greater than Solomon. I'm not trying to convert unbelievers. I'm not losing my way. Solomon got weaker as he got older. I'm getting stronger as I get older. A greater than Solomon is here tonight. This body's not getting weaker as we go along. I'm getting stronger as I step by step in this thing. I'm gathering believers, not unbelievers. I understand that there are some people that will never pick this up. That's fine. I'm not trying to convert you. This word will pick up who it needs to pick up, and it won't pick up who can't get it. I don't care what kind of miracles I can show you. I can show you somebody coming back from the dead. I can show you sight being sun. I can heal somebody. We can heal somebody tonight. And if you're an unbeliever, you're just an unbeliever. Amen. That's just how it works. Amen. And it's okay. That's fine. Where there's breath, there's still hope. I still hold out hope. I still hold out hope because the Bible says, it doesn't say those believers that did this. It said when you did this unto the least of these. Right. When you did this unto me. Yeah. So there's still opportunity. Sure. Still opportunity for them. So that doesn't mean I mean and exercise people out. No. I still got great wisdom up here. Great common sense. Amen. Grace and truth is standard issue too. Amen. Love is standard issue too. Yes, that's one of the weapons that we have. Love, you know, love will cast out a lot of things. Yes. You know, Sister Clarice was talking about, you know, being in a young marriage. And we're about to come up on 20 years, guys. I'm about to come up on 20 years. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. 20 years. But I thought, you know, in the beginning, you do things because you think you're supposed to. Yeah. Right? Like she was saying, you know, okay, I go to work because I think I have to. I do this because I think I have to. But then it becomes just a love affair. It's just a love affair. So now the job doesn't feel like a job. Work don't feel like work. Cooking don't feel like cooking. It's just, I'm doing this because I love you so much. This is just my love. This is just another way to show it. And that's how it even happens even in church. You think, oh, I got to testify because you're telling me to testify. I'm going to say something and I'm going to sit down. No, no, then it becomes a love affair. And then you're like, even if I don't get up today, praise God. This is a good service. You just walk around a little bit and say, "Woo, God has been good to me." You don't care what nobody sees. I don't. I'm not counting them between my testimonies. I'm not thinking, "Oh, I got to testify in 6 months, or it's going to be it." No, no. I'll testify six straight services for six straight months, or I won't say nothing for 6 months. It don't matter. I'm not worried about you. I'm not counting. This is a love affair. I know my part is going to be sprinkled in every service. There's going to be an amen that you didn't say that I said. There's going to be a clap that you didn't clap that I clapped. There's going to be a moment where I take a note that you didn't take a note. But that's okay. Don't watch me. Pay attention to the service. We're all here for the same thing, for the word of God. That's the weapon that we get in here. That's all we came here for. Oh, it's beautiful to serve God with one another, to help each other along the way, but God is so good that I'm just serving him out of love, that I testify out of love. I just sit there and, like Elise said, let me just give him a little praise while I got an opportunity. I'm like Sister Clarice's song, I believe I'll testify while I have a chance. Woo. You know what? Because you know, you don't even realize how good you got it until something comes along and messes it up. You know, I had to get something done on my foot. Had an ingrown toenail. It was terrible. Yeah, they are terrible. They're the worst thing ever. I've had liver surgery. Ingrown toenails, terrible. Right? They're just terrible because they affect everything. You're like, yeah, oh, you hit your toe and you're like, okay, let me sit down for a second. That hurt. Right? And you're like, it shouldn't hurt. It's just a little toe. But anyway, so you don't even realize how gingerly you walk when you got a little bit of pain. You're looking at steps a little different. You're like, okay. And then people start walking in front of you, like, let me keep my feet back. I don't want anybody to step on it. And then you just start, you get cautious like that. And then when it gets fixed, you're like, oh man, this feels good. You don't even feel your feet then. Then you were taken walking for granted. You were taken being able to step just for granted. You were taken able just walking with a group of people for granted. That's like even Sister Crystal said, I don't want to take just running water for granted. I don't want to take the lights just for granted. I don't want to take the ability to get to the house on a Wednesday night when sickness is running rampant. Depression is running rampant. Political issues are running rampant. I can come to church on a Wednesday night and praise God. I don't want to take that for granted. I get to come here and sit under the full light, under full understanding with the full word of God in this hour when everybody else doesn't even know where God is. I don't want to take that for granted. If it takes 3 months on a camel, I'm going to do it. If it takes 3 minutes from my house, I'll do it. It doesn't matter. Anywhere in between, whatever it takes to get here, that's what I'm going to do. Amen. Oh, my, my, my. That lady came to see Solomon and didn't know what he had. She was hoping that he was half of what they said he was. We come in here knowing. All of us. Every single one of us has a story. That should ground you. That should ground you. It should let you go, I know God moved here. If I never see him move again, remind myself that time when I saw God move for me. Because, that's even what Brother Childers taught us. Every now and again, if he saw your faith waning, he'd start to remind you of a story that God moved for him. He'd go, okay, I see you can't believe, but let me show you. My brother had this, and that came away. This sister had this, and that came away. He said, I remember telling God he'd have two dead men if he didn't heal it, and he healed him. He's building your faith off of his story. He's saying, this is when I knew God moved. This is when it was impossible. When I didn't think it could happen. This is when I saw God move. And you stand right there. You stand right there. Because you know for a fact God moved on that one. We all have those stories. We got 10, 12, 13, 14 of those stories where God moved. And you hold on to that. Don't ever let that down. You know, Solomon knew God told him that he was getting wisdom. So when people came to ask him questions, he wasn't sitting there saying, I hope he shows up this time. I hope God gives me that understanding they gave me when I was 12. I hope he gives me that understanding they gave me when I was 12. I hope that dream was real. No. He knew God had gave him that answer. And he stepped out on it and prospered. Amen. You've got more than that tonight. Amen. You've got more than that. You know why I say you got more than that? You don't got to go see Solomon to get the answer. God comes to you. Amen. He comes directly to you. Amen. He lives out of you. Amen. You got that understanding in you. Amen. All those people that surrounded Solomon had to come and see Solomon. Right. Even the people around Jesus had to come see Jesus. Right. In this hour, God is in you. Yes. That's the hope of glory. Amen. You're the light of the world. Yes. You're the God any of this world is going to see. And people go, well, you can't say you're God. Yes, I can. I have to. The Bible says all that God was, he poured into Christ. And all that Christ was, he poured into us. Now, I don't care how you divide it. If I make a big pitcher of Kool-Aid and I pour you all a cup, you got Kool-Aid. That's Kool-Aid. Don't tell me it's just water. Don't tell me it's soda. Don't tell me I ain't got nothing in my glass. I got Kool-Aid. You may, well, it's not the whole pitcher. I didn't ask for the pitcher. I can fill up only this cup. Fill my cup. Fill my cup. I'm not the size of a pitcher. Fill my cup. See, Satan will probably put that on you and go, well, you got a little bit of God. No, I got all the God I can hold. I got all the God I can hold. I got all I need to get the job done. I got all the God I need to get the rapture taking place. I got all the faith I need to get rapturing faith on the scene. I got all the God I need to accept the full word of God in the last day. That's what I got. My cup runneth over. Oh, I got more than enough. I'm more than able to get the job done. I even love how Sister Elise said it. She said, I'm a conqueror if I'm sitting down. I'm a conqueror if I'm laying down. I'm a conqueror no matter how. When you see me, you see the Father. You see the Creator. You see a conqueror. You see somebody that's more than able to get the job done. That's what you see when you see me. Oh, my. Where you get that understanding? Here. Where you get to talk like that? Getting preached to from here. That's even what Jesus, that's what they said about Jesus. They said, why did he speak with such authority? He don't speak like the scribes, like somebody that doesn't know what it is. He speaks to somebody that knows what it is. That's this group. See, I don't even like to put it just to me. I know what it is, but you know the thing? You got to know what it is to be able to pick me up. So don't try to downplay yourself. If you can understand the words out of my mouth, you know what it is. You've got it. You've got to have a receiver. That's the only way you can pick this up. This is a channel that goes across in unknown tongues. Other people listen to this, it sounds like thundering. It sounds like lightning. It sounds like somebody just screaming. It sounds like the foolishness of preaching. But when I speak to you, you say, that ain't nothing but the truth. Oh, that was the difference. When God spoke to those children in Israel, when Moses was there, he spoke to them and they said, come across and thunder and lightning. We're terrified. Moses was like, huh? I heard him tell me what to do. Pretty plain. We've always talked. I take my shoes off at the door and we just sit in fellowship. That's how it is. Some people come from other places and they come in here and go, woo, too hot in there. Can't handle it. And I'm like, really? I take my shoes off at the door and I just fellowship. He tells me what I want to hear, tells me how I can get better, tells me who I am. He reminds me. You almost wonder what message they were listening to. It's like, God told you you couldn't make it? That ain't my God. Every single time he says I can make it. Every single time a service comes across my path, if I'm short, he tells me how to step it up. And he always gives me a way. It's never the last service. It's always the start of something. If I was short, he'd say, but you know what, Brother Jay? You can turn around right now. You can turn right now. Oh, I had this issue. I had that issue. You can drop it tonight. You can drop it right now. Oh, my. That's even how it was when they came to Solomon. Those sisters that came with that baby issue, they could drop it right then. He took care right then. I'll fix this right now. That's what Solomon did the whole time, too. Greater than Solomon is here tonight. We get answers to things that the whole world doesn't even see. Let me read a quote here. It's over in Brother Branham. Let me read this. I love what we get. Now this is Brother Branham's message in 1957, Greater Than Solomon is here. And he's talking about that lady. He said, people passing by and seeing the great gift of God in Solomon working, they would spread it from one to another, way down hundreds of miles below Palestine. A pagan queen, Pastor Moore, this is where it's at. A pagan queen, the queen of the south. Everyone come through Palestine would pass by her and say, oh, you should see what's going on. That's what we should be able to say. Oh, you should see what's going on in Fairborn. Wouldn't it be nice tonight if people were that enthused about God's doings tonight? That's what Brother Branham said. Faith cometh by hearing the word. And people would come through and tell her, the pastor through her, oh, queen, you should go up to Palestine. I'm telling you, it's marvelous. Their God has given them a gift, and it works in a man called Solomon. It's perfect. Well, as I said, faith cometh by hearing. When you begin to hear these things coming from different resources, it causes that faith to rise. So the Queen of Sheba began to get a faith, and after a while, she decided for herself to go see. Now, that's a good thing to do. Don't set it to the sideline and criticize. Come see for yourself. That's good to go see. Now, do you realize what a price this was for this little woman to pay? She had at least 3 months' journey on the back of a camel, and no wonder Jesus said that queen will raise up in the judgment and she'll condemn this generation. For a greater gift than Solomon was is standing with you and you're turning it down, saying this Beelzebub. You say, I'm a fortune teller, I'm a devil, and one greater than Solomon, and that little pagan queen will rise up in the day of judgment and will condemn this entire generation. She heard about Solomon and had to go see. Just hearing about Solomon increased her faith. You have a greater than Solomon with you, so your faith should be exponentially increased. You're with God every service. Do you understand the difference? She heard about Solomon and her faith increased. You live with Solomon. You sleep with Solomon. You eat with Solomon. You fellowship with Solomon. Your faith should be going faster. It shouldn't be a service that your faith was the same. You should be stepping it up every service. Oh, my. I'm enthused when I see Sister Bond testify now. I'm seeing her faith jump every service. I see her tying in, and it sounds like what I'm used to hearing. It sounds like something that I like to hear when somebody's saying where they got it from and that they got some problems and they can still overcome it. I like hearing somebody say they can overcome. I like hearing somebody say they're more than a conqueror. I like somebody saying I'm going to agree with the word no matter what. I like somebody saying that, praise God, that God sent me a man to give me the answers here. That should be a wife's desire. That's the church's desire. God, thank you for a man. Thank you for somebody that could turn on the lights. That's the right testimony. That enthuses me. That lets me know, hey, if God can work in her and move in her life, I know he can move in mine. I should be getting my faith increased. Just hearing about what's going on over there. Just hearing about it. And then I see my own little house. And God working on me. God working on my wife. God working on the kids. Then I see, I might be having a bad day. Let me tell you about me. I might be having a bad day. I got a demanding thing. Everybody has demanding jobs. Everybody has demanding bosses, so I ain't going to go in there. If I come in here on a Wednesday night and my wife says, you know what? I have good days and great days. Woo! Uh-oh. Just hearing that gets me fired up. My wife that lives with me knows what we go through. The waves and the rocks, the bills, the this, the that, and comes in here and says, I have good days and great days. Oh, come on now. I'm ready to preach now. I don't even know what I'm preaching about. Just throw a scripture out there and I'll run with it. Throw me a quote and I'll take it from here. I don't even need another song. I don't need another testimony. Oh, it stirs up something on the inside of me and say, if she can praise God in the middle of what she goes through, oh, what more can I do to praise God in what I get to go through? Oh, that makes you see things different. So just hearing about the testimonies should help inspire you. But then when it happens to you, ooh. Oh, it's nice to hear the stories about how God works in somebody's house. Oh, it's wonderful to hear how God works through maybe Riley at school or Daisy there or Brother Jeremiah or Dwayne or where God working through you guys. That's beautiful. Seeing God work in my mom's business, beautiful. Oh, but when it happens to me, woo, when I think I didn't have a way, and he showed me a door.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why if somebody tries to tell me about this ministry, I say, I don't know any of those things. All I know is that I was blind.
Amen.
And now I do see. Oh, he may be this to you. He may be that. But all I know is that I was blind. And now I see. I didn't have an understanding, and now I understand. I didn't have love, and now I have love. I didn't have peace, and now I have peace. I didn't have rest, and now I have rest. I'm of age now. I can speak for myself. Oh, see, when you see it for yourself, it's a whole different story. Now that's something that, you know what you can do? Put your stake in it. Drive it. Oh, when things happen to Mel, and she gets, Sister Mel, when she gets a revelation on something, that's great for her. When the stories make sense for her, great for you. I'm enthused by it. But when the story starts to make sense for me, you can't take that away now. You can't, because I might forget all the details of Mel's story. I might forget all the blessings that happened in the Deskin home. I might forget all the way God blessed the Allen family or the Brinkman family. But I'll never forget. I'll never forget. I'll never forget when I was in darkness and somebody came and turned on the lights and I could see what it was for myself. Woo. When I was lost and somebody said, let me show you the way. When I was couldn't find my way out of a wet bag and God said, let me open this for you. Let me show you. When I didn't know how to be friendly and God said, let me show you how to be friendly. When I didn't know how to love and God said, let me show you how to love. And now I'm reaping the benefits of it. You want me to take it back now? I'm sorry. A greater than Solomon is here tonight. I can't doubt God. The longer I go in this thing, the stronger I get. Oh, my, my, my. It truly is victory day every day. Every day we have the victory. Every day we have the victory. Oh, my, my, my. God is blessing this group. I got one last quote. Oh, my. I love what God does for us. I'm going to read this here, same book. This is paragraph 37. We'll read this. But notice, day after day, I could see the little queen as she walked in the audience there and seeing the people come before Solomon. She was watching that great gift begin to move. That's how it is every service. At the great earnestness that was operated by how the shrewd mind of God alone could do those things. She watched it in this case. She watched it in that case. She tested it. She watched it when different people would come until after she went. When she got ready to go, she was convinced. She said, all that I have heard has been right. And more than what I've ever heard is right. It's greater than I even heard that it was. That's the testimony of every believer in here. When we try to tell people how good it is, I try to tell them, I try to describe the peace. I'm like, I can't explain it. You could watch the news. You could literally sit there and watch the news and not be disturbed. You can see what's happening in the political arena. You could talk to somebody that's out of their mind on the left or to the right, and you will stay in the middle. You could love somebody that hates everything about you. You could sit there and stand when nobody else is standing. You can go to a funeral and claim your loved ones when everybody else thinks they're lost. I wish I could tell you about this hope that lies within me, but unless God gives you that revelation, unless He reveals it to you, I'm sorry. All I can do, the best I can do, is just tell you a shadow and types and symbols about how good this is. But see, the thing about it that I love, even as we were looking through the Bible and talking about John, when he was over there talking in symbol form, when it's in symbol form, it's great in symbol form. But when you know the code, oh, it's different. When they say the stars, and the rest of the world goes, those were stars, and I go, no, those were messengers. And I know who the messengers are. I know what the message they brought. I know how it ties. I know their names. That's what we know. A greater than Solomon is here tonight. We get the answers to everything. Oh, when we say that that book, that the seals were opened up, I know what was sealed. The Bible was sealed. You can't have an understanding of the Bible until the seals come off. You can't go from Genesis to Revelations unless the seals are off. You don't know the eternal plan of God unless the seals are off. You don't know the threefold purpose unless the seals are off. You don't even understand how your soul lines up unless the seals are off. Somebody had to come and take those seals off. Somebody had to come and turn them lights on. And the flesh and blood couldn't reveal this to you. But God Himself had to reveal this to you. And it just gets exciting. It's one of those things. It's like, I remember coming here and going, what in the world are they talking about? What's going on? What are they preaching about? What are they saying? This sounds like deep water. And it is. But when you learn how to swim, it don't matter how deep the water is. It don't matter how deep it is. I know how to swim now. Oh, I stay right on top of it. I know exactly what it is now. I know when I can go down and I can come right back up. You want to go into the depths of Revelation and talk about Revelation 12? Talk about that beast? Talk about Satan? Talk about the time? We can go deep. We want to talk about Solomon? We can come right back up. We want to talk about children of Israel? We want to talk about the Jews? We want to talk about Gentiles? Where you want to go with this thing? Want me to type out where Joseph is? How's the type of the bride? Want to talk about how John the Baptist is over there? Talk about Brother Branham? We can go where you want to go. The seals are opened up. Can I hide anything? See, these things come together now. We shouldn't be like we were in the days of old when we didn't know what it was. And that takes me back to that other quote. What are you going to do then? When you get a group of people that knows what it is. Oh, my. This thing runs. This thing ties. It all comes together. And I thank God that we got the truth. That we got the pure truth. The Word of God. That's what we can fight Satan with. When doubtness and sickness and all those things come, we got the Word of God to fight. By His stripes we're healed. We have that. That's a promise that God gave us. We don't make our promises up. Matter of fact, we don't even make our prophecies up. And the book of Revelation says, you take this book, you eat it, and you prophesy again. None of this stuff is, we're not coming over here half shooting this thing. We know what we're doing. This is a group of people that knows what it is. That knows we're in the last days. You know, even when you look at the time periods, you see that God's timepiece is just right on time. Right on schedule, right on time. There was never a group of people. There was never a group of people that could handle the word like it is right now. He had to build the body. And now the body's built. And what is that group of people doing? They said they're standing on her feet. That means she knows what it is. She's ready to go. It's like when you're getting ready to go, you sit down for a long time. Then when you see the ride approaching, stand up. I'm ready to go. I'm on my feet. I'm ready to get out of here. I see the bright lights shining. That's the song they sing in Kentucky. It's about home time. That's I'm ready to go. I'm ready to get out of here. And you say, go home. Yes. I'm not from this world. This world is not my home. Amen. I come from heaven. And I'm going back to heaven. That's right. Oh, my. Amen. A greater than Solomon is here. God bless you. I am. Isaiah got me in a knot there. You're good to go. God bless you, Brother James.
Amen.
Amen.
And so the thing I love about it is that Solomon was one man.
Yeah, right.
And it worked greatly in Solomon.
Yeah, that's right.
But that was just one man.
One man. Right.
Solomon was just a type.
Yeah, right.
When Brother Branham said, "A greater than Solomon is here," he was talking about us.
Yeah.
The bride, who we are,
Amen.
What we stand for.
Amen.
And now we're looking at this thing. We can see the whole program. We can see it all. That's right. And the thing about it I love about it is we feed off of each other.
Yeah.
We feed off of each other's testimony.
Yes.
You know, David beat Goliath because he beat the lion.
Yeah. Right. Right.
David beat Goliath because he beat the bear.
Right.
And it what it did was it built his faith.
Yes.
And if you want your faith built, start building your faith on what you've already seen.
Amen.
Right.
I mean, you've seen enough here in this church. You've seen God move here. And I ain't talking about just, I'm talking about year after year.
Amen.
When people couldn't have kids, when people had sickness, when people had death, when people had things happen to them over the years. It wasn't just one person who had it. It was in the entire body. Because greater, you know, what comes to my mind, Brother Branham said, and Jesus said, greater works.
Yeah.
Well, you do. And Brother Branham interpreted greater works for us because we were thinking greater works means we're going to do what Jesus did and more. Well, it wasn't what Jesus meant. Brother Branham said that greater is more works because it's more people.
Right.
And so when you look at the body now, the greater than Solomon is here because he's not in one man.
Right.
He's in a many-membered body.
Amen.
And he is doing things throughout the whole house. It should you should walk out of here today with your faith greater.
Amen.
Because of the testimonies that you even heard tonight.
Amen.
Did y'all hear AJ? Says the man was in a coma for 12 days. 12 days.
Amen.
And then some lowly little believer was sitting in a hospital room and called on the Lord. But what they don't understand is when they called on the Lord, here come AJ.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Greater than Solomon. Right there where the need was. 45 minutes later, taking that tube out. Now, if you didn't have faith when you walked in here, or if your faith was weak when you walked in, you should be stronger. Because a greater than Solomon's here.
Yes.
He heals.
Yes.
He delivers.
Yes.
Jay gave you a list, a standard list of everything that comes with a soldier.
Yes. Right.
Love, peace, joy, meekness, gentleness. Just standard items that we all should have and should be moving and working in your life.
Right.
And you say, well, I don't see it. Then start building your faith on what you've already seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You say, well, I need to get a body change. So do I. I don't have faith for the body change right now. But you know, I got the Word of God. And the Word of God says it's going to happen. And the same God that kept all the other words is going to keep that word. And I got faith in that because I've already seen what He has done. So, greater than Solomon's here because he's in a many-membered body. He's in the bride.
Yes.
And because he's in the bride, the greater works we can do.
Yes.
Greater than Solomon is here because the bride is here.
Yes.
Brother Branham, you know, he used a type and he mentioned, he said, now, when Jesus, to show you how it progressed, he said, when Jesus was here, he took something and made something else out of it, created something out of it. He took two little fishes and broke it and made other fishes.
Right, right, right.
He took something and made something else out of it. He said, but in this hour, God took nothing and created something.
Right.
He told the prophet out there in the woods, he said, speak where you want those squirrels.
Right.
And he said, I want one over on that tree there. And it appeared.
Amen.
He said, I want one over here. And it appeared. And he said, I want one over there. And it appeared. He took nothing and made something.
Yeah.
That's the hour we're living in because this bride is going to take nothing and make something out of it.
Amen.
We're going to have a body just because we speak the word and it's going to come to pass. Amen. Because we're the greater than Solomon. We're going to take nothing. We're not going to just do like Lazarus, take a body and just resurrect it. We're going to take a body that's alive and remain and be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. That's what this bride's going to do, because the greater than Solomon's here. If you want wisdom, if you want love, if you have anything you need right here, because the greater than Solomon's here, and it comes with the package now that the seals are open. If we can't get help now, there's no help. If we can't have peace now, there's no peace. If we can't get answers now, there's no answer. But I'm telling you, there are answers. We do have peace. And we can reach out, we can find God, we can touch God, we can deal with God, because now we know where to find Him. We're not waiting for God up here somewhere. God's walking on the face of the earth. He's walking where you can touch Him, where you can reach Him, where you can get your hand on Him. He's that God that when the storms of life come up, you go find God with skin on Him. He said, well, I want to go and pray in my prayer closet. Well, no, you go find God with skin on Him. And He can answer every question you have. He can solve all the problems you have. He'll give you everything you need, because the greater than Solomon is here. Come on, musicians. Enjoyed that, Brother Jay. Song says, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. That's in the key of G. Come back Sunday expecting. Pray for those that are away. Pray for those that are sick. And bring them back to the house of God. Amen. We've got everything we need, people. We're not looking for anything else outside of what we already have for the body change. And now that He's here, you can get anything you need. Anything you need. Anything you need. You say, I need more love. It's in the package. I need to be stronger. It's in the package. I need to take a stand. It's in the package. My Lord. Amen. Let Him have your life, and He will do that. Brother Lockett. Somebody grab a mic and take it to Him so we can hear what He got to say. Here it comes.
I was just thinking about what you said about Brother Branham and the squirrels.
Yeah.
The squirrels appeared, but they didn't disappear.
No, they didn't.
And he ate the
squirrels. He ate those squirrels.
So it wasn't just some poop.
No.
A pile of smoke or something.
No.
This was real.
It was real.
Blood was running out.
Yeah. Amen.
And he ate the meat.
And that's how real it is. And that's how real that body change is going to be. We're going to speak that body change, and it's going to be so real, you're going to walk out of this world in it. My goodness. God bless you. Come back expecting Sunday, and we'll see what the Lord has in store for us. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find moment all your needs to supply. Just reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Let's reach out.